From the far reaches of the imagination, where space and time collide into the uncertain threads of the future, there are tales of wonder and the unknown told in Future Tense. Stagestruck Audio Theater brings you Future Tense, the show that explores the darker shadows of a tomorrow that could be. This episode, The Erebus.
Are we out of Prudol on this ship?
Becoming an addict, Mackie?
Maybe. What does it matter?
We still have some, but the captain has it locked away.
What for?
To keep it away from addicts like you.
You're lucky I don't.
What? Hurt me in some way? I'm sure you could try, but remember why I'm on this ship.
I know why. You remind us every day on this wreck.
Come on in.
This is my room, Gina.
It sure is.
Come in.
Have you two been to the observation deck today?
Nope. Bored. Need some Prudol to get through the monotony around here.
Then you need to come to the observation deck.
What is it? A comet? A new planet suddenly form out of the void?
Come see for yourself.
Lead the way.
What's the readout on it, Heron?
The ship's scanners can't get an accurate report.
Radiation?
Yes. And I think antimatter.
Of course they would send us here.
We're all convicts after all, Delia. What'd you expect?
Not a death sentence.
You were dreaming then. What do you want me to do?
Launch a probe.
Into that thing?
Yes, that thing. The least we can do is send the readout to the fleet.
Do you think they're really gonna care?
Possibly. Especially if it's opening up completely.
Completely? No one's ever been this close to one of these things before.
Just send a probe.
Can do. Done.
How long before we get any readings?
We're several thousands of miles.
I know that. How long?
Tomorrow.
23 hours?
Give or take, yeah.
I want an alert on it when it starts sending info back.
To your comm?
Yes, we need to monitor this. We actually have something to do now.
What about the others?
They have eyes, don't they? They can see it for themselves.
Expect mutiny.
I have every day since we received our sentencing on the Erebus.
According to the Greeks, the offspring of chaos and the representation of darkness. I think our captors were sending us a message when they put us on this ship.
For those inclined to know their Greek mythology.
They knew this would happen.
No one knew this would happen. How could they? This is something new.
So they send a group of convicts to keep watch over it.
Don't forget the fleet is only a light year away from here.
Monitoring those who monitor? It's twisted if you ask me.
Agreed. Nothing we can do about it.
Are you sure about that?
At this moment, yes. If anything changes with the probe, let me know. All right, Heron?
Yes, Captain. I wonder what the others are thinking about all this.
We're all gonna die out here!
Quit being so dramatic.
I need some Prudol. Where's the captain got it locked up, J-Lex?
No idea. And you don't need any, trust me. You don't need an upper. You need to be brought down a click or two.
It's spread.
It's a trick of the eyes.
No, it isn't.
It isn't, Gina. It's spread. It's opening wider.
What about its gravitational pull?
Probably more.
Meaning we'll eventually be pulled into it?
Very probably.
So our death sentence has finally come.
Yours, maybe. I didn't do anything worthy of getting killed.
We all did, Mackie. Why send us out here on the outer rim to watch a rip in the fabric of space?
Good question. Answer, to remove us as a threat to the Earth and end our lives. Simple.
They could have done that on Earth and saved a whole lot of money.
We're their watchdogs on this thing until it sucks us into it and destroys the Erebus.
And it will, too. The ship is tough, but she'll crack up if it goes through the vortex of that rip.
Pleasant thought, no?
No. I'm not writing my life off so quick. Please, J-Lex, help me find some Prudol.
We have other things to think about right now.
The captain will want everyone focused on that thing spreading.
She can do it herself. Let's get the escape pods ready to go.
They were removed on the last visit from the Council.
What? Why didn't anyone tell me?
We knew you'd react just like that.
Like my life counted for something? You better believe it!
No use getting upset now. It's done.
They knew this was going to happen. They knew it!
They suspected, I'm sure.
You're taking this awfully well.
I know what I've done. I deserve to be here.
You and Gina might, but not me.
Sure you do, Mackie. You can't blow up the governor's ship in dock and expect not to get punished.
No one was hurt.
The governor, his staff, and his family?
Like I said, no one was hurt. No one that mattered.
You're a murderer.
No, I'm not. And you've got a lot of room to talk, Gina.
Okay. I know. As you said, I remind everyone every chance I get.
Destroying 3 buildings in Paris with all those people in them.
Terrorists. They were terrorists. I was doing the Earth a favor. They were destroying the Earth with all their dirty
air.
Yeah, sure,
you were doing everyone a favor. No sense going over our crimes now. We need to stay alert for any order from the captain.
If I can't get any Prudol, then I'm scrounging up what liquor there is on this hunk of junk.
Have fun with that.
I will. Gina?
You're on your own. I want a clear head.
Fine. Not me. See ya.
And that's our alert. 23 hours exactly.
It is at that. We don't need to go to the bridge. I can log into the system here in the mess.
Did the probe get close enough?
Give me a minute. There's a lot of data coming through.
There's our fearless captain. Been watching the show out the portals of the ship lately?
Yes, Gina. I take it everyone on the ship is scared.
More like preparing for a mutiny.
They would. Heathens. Criminals.
That's pot and kettle, sweetest Heron.
At least I'm not a mass murderer like some who will remain nameless.
How very clever of you. Some of us, however, commit economic fraud that toppled 2 third world countries and started a war.
You're being melodramatic.
You did start a war, Heron.
Not directly.
You stole $1 trillion worth of assets and 2 countries fell because of it.
Do we have to talk about this every time we see each other?
Yes, we do. Especially if you're going to bring up my past.
The readings, Heron.
Get her out of here then. I can't concentrate.
It's the guild.
You're lucky I don't—
What? Kill me? That's what I do, isn't it, Heron? Keep that in mind, why don't you?
Gina? Out. We have other things to focus on right now.
You mean instead of our squabblings? Believe me, if that thing out there is getting bigger, we're going to do more than just squabble.
Out.
You got it, Captain.
The next time she won't get—
Heron, do me a favor and shut up. She's right. You stole enough money that it wiped out 2 nations and started a war.
That's right, and why are you here, Captain?
The readings from the probe, Heron.
Delia.
Shut up, Heron, and stay focused.
All right. It started off the size of 5 solar masses.
What is it now?
20.
Not good.
An understatement.
To try and keep us all calm.
I vote we program new coordinates several light years from here.
I'll need to contact the rep from the council.
Forget that. Get us out of here.
You're upset by what Gina said. Go somewhere and catch your breath.
I am not. She couldn't—
She did? Now do what I tell you to. I need to report.
Fine.
What about the probe?
It cracked up and disintegrated near the event horizon.
So it's a true black hole then?
You'll have to ask someone else about that. Mackie knows the most about this kind of thing.
All right, go.
And that's how I crashed my ship in the Mojave Desert. I opened her up too much and flipped upside down. It couldn't hold together and blew up right next to a cactus.
And yet you're here.
Unscathed.
Help me find the rum. Surely we have some of that left around here.
It's gone, Mackie. No rum, no whiskey, or even gin. I checked already, several times.
Help me check again.
It's a waste of time.
Then waste it! Come on. And tell me how you didn't die.
I ejected.
And didn't go down with the ship. Like a good captain should.
I technically wasn't the captain.
Oh yeah, that's right. You killed him.
He deserved it. I told you that already.
What a mean man he must have been.
You have no idea.
How many died in the crash?
I don't know.
10? 20? 50?
It was an experimental scientific craft.
So 20 then.
Closer to 40.
No wonder you're on the Erebus. Now how about a bottle of something extra strong?
Soy sauce?
Don't joke about this. I'm trying very hard here to get messed up.
You'll have to do it in some other way.
Maybe I should break into the medical lab and find some oxycodone.
I know the medtech up there. He'll shoot you dead with his blaster.
Really?
Oh yeah, he's a killer.
Like everyone else on this vessel. 175 convicts on this tub.
And all with death sentences.
Not all. Some.
No, all. With that tear opening up even wider, we're dead, Mackie.
Stop talking like that, will ya? You're gonna have to stop or find me something to drink.
The best I can come up with is coffee.
No caffeine.
It's better to face it now.
Delia will have to chart a course out of here.
She's got to talk to the council first. That, I don't envy her in doing.
They sent us here in the first place.
Our penance.
Our sentence.
And if something doesn't happen pretty soon, our execution.
Aaron, there you are.
Gina, I'm a bit busy right now.
Is that so? What's the word from on high?
No news yet.
What about the rip out there in space? It's a few solar masses bigger now, as everyone on the ship can see for themselves. We could use some news.
I don't have any. Go on with your own business.
And leave you to yours?
Yes, I'm busy.
Building a makeshift sensor-activated proton bomb?
I am not.
Take it from someone who knows about those types of things, sweetie. A bomb builder, you're not.
I don't want to get sucked into that thing, Gina.
Who said we are?
I know we are.
We're still breathing right now, aren't we?
For how long?
If you wire that up the way I think you're about to, not longer than about 2 minutes.
You're lying.
Not about bombs, I don't. Move.
No.
Heron, honey, either we can end up in a nice relationship or I cut your throat. Make your decision.
What is it that I've done wrong?
Let me show you.
Don't do that. You'll activate the proton
launcher. I just deactivated it.
What did I miss?
Everything. You shouldn't go around deciding to kill everyone on board just because you're scared.
That's rich coming from you.
It is. I agree. Things change. I'm no longer interested in blowing up things.
After you've killed a few hundred people.
1,000, dear. Get your figures right.
I don't want to die.
And yet you try and build this.
As a bargaining chip.
With a government that couldn't care less? Think again. Getting depressed isn't going to help us right now.
Oh yeah, let's be chipper about the whole thing. That rip in the universe is gonna eventually pull us into it.
Let the captain work on that end.
She's trying right now as we speak.
Then we wait. And I'm hungry.
Hungry?
Sure. Buy a girl some dinner?
You're so cavalier about everything, Gina.
Do you find it attractive?
I find it annoying.
About the same thing, really, when you think about it.
Are you honestly hungry, or are you trying to distract me?
Don't you hear my tummy growling? Let's go find some protein pills and freeze-dried turnips.
Gross.
I know. Tell me about it. Maybe we can scrounge up some liquid beef somewhere.
I know just the place.
Do you now?
Take my arm and I'll show you.
You gentleman, you. Lead the way. And I'll just hang on to this proton bomb.
What for?
Safekeeping. You never know when a girl might need one.
So that's it? That's all you have to offer us? You can't mean that! Wait, we're not finished talking. Come back here! Answer me! You can't do this to us. There are nearly 200 people on this ship! Answer me! Don't do this to us, please!
Thanks for coming, Mackie.
Sure thing. Since I can't find anything to get hammered with on this ship, I might as well sit with you two and bemoan our state.
So, is the rip a black hole?
You're both looking at me.
You know about these things, Mackie. What's going on with it?
It's a rip, for lack of a better word, in the fabric of space.
We know that.
To where?
There isn't way of telling. Did you send a probe?
You know we did.
And what did it do?
Broke up when it got too close.
That's the gravity force starting to twist. It may be trying to create a core, which means a black hole.
You're sure?
I'm not sure of anything. It's merely academic, anyway, isn't it?
The captain is trying to plan a strategy.
For dying? That's easy. We've all been on the other end of it. Now it's our turn.
We don't want to see that happen. Do you?
Who really cares?
I do. I understand our convictions. I even understand our mission out here to monitor this rip in space. But I count their solution as slaughter.
So you've talked to the council?
She did. The ship stays.
Until?
Until they say otherwise.
Meaning we're dead.
Is it a black hole, Mackie, or not? It's critical that we know.
Whatever for.
Is it? Quit feeling sorry for yourself and answer the question!
I just don't know.
Find out.
Do it, Mackie. Go to the science station and look at the readouts from the probe. Heron doesn't know what he's looking at, so you take a look.
And keep your head clear, Mackie. That's an order.
It doesn't matter. I've combed this ship from stem to stern and can't find a drop of narcotic anywhere. Much to my disappointment.
I'll set up a security detail with Mackie just to make sure no one gets nosy and decides to mutiny.
Good plan. Get on it, Mackie.
Okay. Sure. Whatever.
Thoughts?
Not yet. Heron, go ahead.
You need to get up here, Captain.
What for?
Just to get up here.
Heron!
The game has changed, Delia. For the worse.
Try it again.
He's done it 30 or 40 times,
again!
Captain.
Yes, ma'am.
They've locked the ship's location. We can't program coordinates into the engines.
The Council is making sure we don't get any ideas and decide to abandon our post.
They're making sure that we die. That's what they're doing.
At this point, they just want to make sure we don't panic.
You're lying. We all know you talked with them. What did they say?
What do you think they said?
No one knows but me, so just forget about it.
What if we decide we don't want to?
Gina, I told you.
Oh, that's cute. You want to blow us up, Gina?
Not particularly. No. This is the gesture of a desperate soul.
So that's why you were so nice to me. You had other plans for my proton bomb.
Your bomb?
Long story.
I'm desperate here.
And I'm not? Is that what you're saying?
You're taking this awfully calmly, Delia.
What do you want, Gina? To make the decisions now?
I want out of here like the rest of the crew.
Then show me how. You're in charge now, right? With that bomb in your hand, you're the commanding officer, correct?
Put it down, Gina.
No! Override the lock on the engines.
I've tried. You stood there and watched me try.
The only way we have a sliver of a chance, Gina, is to not do what you're doing right now.
Gina, please, you need to relax.
I can mutiny. It wouldn't take much.
And if that happens?
We gain control of this ship.
One word of mutiny and you know what the Council does, do you?
Something horrible, I'm sure.
They launch two Magma Force torpedoes and destroy us.
You're lying.
That's exactly what they said to me in our meeting via the holocom.
They don't want us moving. Not yet, anyway.
Not ever. Delia, please, help us!
With you waving that bomb in my face? No. You decide, Gina. That's what you want, isn't it? Isn't it?
I don't know!
Shut it off and let's figure this out.
You're a big one to talk all of a sudden, Heron.
I trust the captain.
Even if we get killed anyway?
Even if.
Here. I'll go turn myself in at the brig.
What for? We need you here.
I can try again for an override, Captain.
They're monitoring the computer system. They know what we're trying to do.
What are our options?
We need to get Mackie's report first.
Made any progress?
Since the last time you asked me, which was 2 minutes ago.
I take it that's a no, then.
No is right. It's similar to a black hole formation, but not quite.
Meaning you have no idea what it is. And you're supposed to be the expert.
I never said that.
So, I keep hearing other members of the crew call it a rip. What's the difference?
A black hole generates a gravitational force that can't be stopped. A rip is a doorway.
Going where?
No one knows. The Earth has never put a ship through one.
Can we try another probe?
The gravity is too strong. It would break up and not tell us anything.
If it forms a black hole?
We're too close, Jalex. It would suck us through and smash the ship to atoms.
But if it's a doorway...
I answered that already.
I want a way out of here, Mackie.
Give it up. The fleet is too close, even if we could reprogram the navigation.
I bet we could.
It's locked.
Remotely, not manually.
Okay, yes. Don't you have somewhere to go? I'm busy.
We can override a remote system.
No, we can't. The computer brain of this vessel is locked into the fleet's navigational controls. In essence, our ship's computer is an extension of the fleet's.
It can be broken, don't you see? We can get control of this vessel.
And go where? The fleet is watching us. We can't run.
We can sure try. Just floating here and waiting for it to happen isn't the way I want to go.
And I do. Do any of us.
Now what are you doing?
Trying to get some data we can use.
Off of just visuals?
Computer enhanced. It's downloading now. Contact the captain and let her know we can analyze the data in her quarters.
Done.
Heron, there you are.
I made sure no one could get on the bridge.
Good idea. The crew is already starting to get cranky.
Cranky? That's a quaint way of putting it.
They want to kill somebody.
This meeting is for Mackie to walk us through the information on the rip.
Or black hole.
It's not to that stage yet.
What is it, Mackie?
I've looked at all the info we could gather, and I'm still not sure. It might be a black hole about to form, or it might be a true tear in the fabric of space.
When will you know, when we're sucked into it and torn to shreds?
Gina, it does have an event horizon, though, just like a black hole.
I would say yes, but it's fluctuating.
More confusion. What is this thing?
Something new, I think.
I don't like that look on your face, Mackie.
It could be a doorway.
Where to?
Another area of space.
Mackie?
Who knows? We've never sent a ship through one. I've told Jalex this already.
It's wishful thinking on my part, Captain.
Now hold on a minute, Jalex. Are you thinking...
If it forms a black hole, we're dead. If we figure out a way to bypass the navigational lock, they shoot us down.
We have nowhere to run, even if we could run.
I can do a bypass and get our nav system back.
To what end? Go into that... whatever it is? It could destroy us.
I'm thinking our options are just about gone, Captain.
They didn't.
We've lost all power except auxiliary. We have life support, food, and gravity, but everything else is down.
That's it then. They're going to kill us right here.
I didn't think they would do it.
Didn't you?
Of course they would. A ship full of killers, even you, Captain.
Murder to some, war to others. It depends on which side of the fight you're on. I just happened to be on the wrong one.
With too many kills to your credit.
So do we wait for it or go out fighting?
There's nothing we can do.
Yes, there is. I already told you.
Mackie, I want you to pinpoint a departure marker.
Where?
You know where. Jalex, bypass the lock on the navigation system. Heron, you and Gina will need to find the fleet's remote into the Erebus' computer brain and get rid of it.
What about you?
I'm going back to the bridge, waiting for Mackie's coordinates.
Is this the only way?
You want to wait and find out?
It's already grown 5 times in the past 2 days.
Another 2 and we might be gone.
I can't guarantee anything on the coordinates.
I don't care. We're not about to sit here and wait for it to happen.
We go down fighting.
Agreed?
Yes, agreed.
Agreed.
All right, let's do this.
Or die trying.
Is this it?
Not sure. It makes sense. The design schematic has the entry points to the computer back behind here.
What does it look like?
No idea. I'll know it when I see it.
What's behind those wires?
Lights blinking.
Funny. Reach down in there and find out.
Yes, Your Highness.
Yeah, Captain, go ahead.
Anything?
It's only been 30 minutes, Captain.
This is going to come down to seconds, Mackie.
What's going on with the others?
Forget about the others. I need coordinates through that monster. If it's even possible.
I'll let you know.
Of course I got this job. What else would she give me to do? Gina?
How far in are you?
Don't know. Nearly to the heart of the ship, I expect. This ductwork is getting tight. What do you need?
Assurance.
You're talking to the wrong guy. What about on your end?
Heron has no idea what the remote looks like.
It's got a lot of blinking lights.
That helps out a lot.
Oh. Wow.
What?
Gotta run, Gina. I just found the lock on the navigational systems, and it's a beast.
So?
I'm at the blinking lights.
Is it the remote?
It is, but I'm not sure how to disengage it. It's got a pressure trigger.
To do what? Explode?
I'm guessing, mind you, but I'm assuming it will surge power through the ship, frying all the systems in it.
How do we get rid of it? Hold on.
Great minds think alike. I need the power pack to your proton bomb.
Glad I held on to this.
Yeah, for your one final last-ditch effort.
Shut up and zap that thing.
I'm close, Delia. I need more time.
Don't have it. Someone with the fleet must have got a signal from the remote that Gina and Heron are dismantling.
They're taking aim?
Yes.
Thanks. All I needed was more pressure on my end.
Dying isn't an option, Mackie. Not today.
I need 2 minutes.
Those torpedoes travel fast, Mackie.
I know that. Just hold on.
In 3, 2, 1. Captain, the lock is off the nav system.
Good. Get out of there. I'm going to need you on the bridge. Hurry it up.
Coming your way.
Do it, Heron.
Done. Tell the captain.
I'm assuming you want me on navigation?
I do.
I need the pathway for Mackie. Captain, two torpedoes have been fired from the fleet.
Mackie, we need coordinates right now.
Got it. There's a window big enough for us to slip through.
I've got them. They programmed into the ship. How close do we cut it?
On my mark. Now.
You've been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of Future Tense, The Erebus. In the cast, as Delia, Amy Sheldon, Jalex, TJ Wade, Mackie, Trevor Browser, Gina, Nora Dooley, Heron, Austin Ragason, script by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.